In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So while I was preparing for this morning's sermon, I came across a few things that kids wrote in a book that I believe was titled Dear Pastor. And I want to offer some of these things to you this morning. So the first one comes from a little boy who was about 8 years old. And he writes, Dear Pastor, I know God loves everyone, but he never met my sister. A little boy from Fort Wayne wrote, Dear Pastor, if God gives everyone brains, I think he forgot about my best friend, Mary. Another little girl writes, Dear Pastor, are there any devils on earth? I think there may be one in my class. Now, the last one comes from a little girl who writes, Dear Pastor, my mother is very religious. She goes to play bingo at church every week, even if she has a cold. Now, I offer these little sayings to you for a couple of reasons. First, I thought they were pretty funny. But this time of the year, with Christmas coming, is a time that we really begin to focus a little bit on our kids, right? Especially since we're journeying to receive the Christ child, and Christmas is certainly a time that kids really tend to enjoy. But children are also wonderful for a couple of other reasons. Number one, that they are very honest, right? But they are also trustworthy. They trust in the adults who are there to care for them. Now, this morning's reading, though, begins with these words. It says, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now, the Lord offers this young man, as we just heard, an answer that he wasn't too happy with because it challenged the way he thought about himself, but also it challenged the way he viewed what he had, the wealth that he had. But also one that offers him the true way to salvation. And that way is looking to Christ and Christ alone. And children help. Children help to teach us this as well. But the church offers us one more thing to help us on this journey, and that is by continuing in the discipline of fasting that we began on the 15th of this month. So this morning, the church once again sets before us a question. How do we inherit eternal life? So we are going to consider this question as we continue on our journey to receive Christ as a child on Christmas. So our reading again this morning begins with these words. At that time, a ruler came to Jesus and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Then the Lord, of course, goes on to answer him, and he begins to tell him, well, do you know the commandments? And then he begins to list them. And he tells the young man to follow them. And he answers, well, of course, I have observed all of them from my youth. Then the Lord tells him, well, there's one thing. There's one thing you still lack. And he says to him, sell everything you have, give it to the poor, come and follow me, and there you will find treasure in heaven. And the scriptures say, when he heard this, he became sad, for he was very rich. And in other accounts, we see that he bows his head and he walks away from Christ. So what is happening here? Well, is it really the man's riches that are holding him back? Is he really not going to heaven because he is wealthy? Well, I'm not sure that is entirely the case. The issue for this man is a little bit more complicated than that. The issue for him is that he was attached. He was attached to his wealth. He viewed them as the most important thing in his life and not the relationship with God, even though he approached Christ trying to deepen that relationship, he was unable to put God first. He was unable to rely solely on God. So what are we to do in order to do the opposite? Well, like last year, it's important for us to consider the totality of what is going on in this entire chapter. Now, just before this man approaches Christ, we see this wonderful scene of Christ with the children. And we hear these words, and they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. When the disciples saw it, they rebuked them, but Jesus called to them and said, Let the children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. So what is it about children that our Lord wants us to emulate? Well, they are dependent, aren't they? They are dependent on their parents. Infants can't feed themselves, they are fed. Then they are taught to eat, dress, and do any number of things. Someone once wrote, "The thing which commends children to Christ is their helplessness." And this is precisely what must characterize every person who comes into the kingdom. They come as those who are helpless, entering into his blessing because of God's goodness and grace, not due to their own merits. Here is the childlike quality which must characterize all who would enter into his kingdom. The point for us is that we too, in order to be saved, must look to Christ for all things. We too must be careful not to be overly focused on what we have, what we don't have, or what it is that we want, but to focus on our relationship with him. We too must be careful not to be overly attached to anything but our relationship with Christ. So how do we remember not to be overly attached to anything? Well, sometimes it means that we have to remove things from our lives, at least for a little while. As we said last week, the opportunity to do this began on November 15th with the fast that we are currently in the middle of. Again, as I said last week, I know it's not easy, but it is something we have to begin to try and do. We have to try to pray a little bit more, try to fast a little bit, even if it's not always perfect. We have to try to reach out even a little bit more to those who may not have as much. The issue is that we have to try. Try to focus on more on the one who we are journeying to, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. As you deny yourself a little bit, for a little while, you will realize what it is you really need in your life. You will realize, as Christ said this morning to his disciples, that all things are possible with God. So my friends and my family in Christ, today the church has offered us another question about how are we to find eternal life. We remind that eternal life is found in seeking and in knowing Christ. It is found in trusting in him like children trust their parents. It is found in putting him first. The church offers us the fast in order to remove things from our lives so that we will be reminded what is truly needed, a relationship with Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.